On behalf of the Grand Rapids Police Foundation, officers in the house. Makes me sit up a little straighter. Thanks to you, Dan Adams, Officer Adams, Fund Development Officer. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Shelley.
Officer Dan. And Board Chair, Officer Brad Dittmar. Brad, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for the reminder of the Police Citizens Academy that I attended back in 2002.
That was a long time
ago. That was a long time ago, but what a great opportunity. I think that still exists.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that could be a whole other interview. So maybe we can talk later about that. That would be cool. But the ride along was the pinnacle.
Absolutely.
I was suited up and thinking about what a third career this could be.
Favorite part for everybody that attends.
But
it's never too late.
It's never too late, is it? Dan, no, I don't think so. I'd be sitting, I'll let that person go. That's
No, wait a minute. I've seen you out on the race course. You could run them down, no problem.
That could be a whole other interview, too. How do some of these? Well, thank you both for your service. We could spend time on that. But I want to cut right to our conversation about the Grand Rapids Police Foundation. Would you begin the conversation, Dan?
Sure. Actually, Brad was actually kind of one of the instrumental.
You're just his PR guy.
Exactly. I'm just the mouthpiece. Exactly.
Great.
I don't
Brad,
know about
tell us.
That. The foundation. I'm honored, privileged to be a part of the foundation, be the board chair. The police department every year it continually receives private fund donations for various programs that they've initiated over the years. These funds are usually utilized for various programs such as our Police Explorer program, on-base program, the Citizen Police Academy, the Youth Police Academy, the Canine program, just many, many different programs that the police department has developed over the years and have been privately funded. These funds have been managed by all these different initiatives separately. So the Police Foundation now is going to be oversee everything. Kind of everything's going to fall under one roof, if you will. And what we really want to do is grow this foundation and these funds to initiate and innovate and grow these programs and come up with additional programs that could benefit really targeting youth.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we're at.
More important than ever, correct?
Yeah, it's obviously a big piece of it is the benefit of the program, not just for the kids, but for us, and basically increasing positive contacts between law enforcement and the kids that we serve and the families that we serve. And a lot of these programs are getting to capacity. We run two sessions of the Youth Police Academy every summer for a week, and each one of those is about 40 kids. The Explorers program has, I think, last count, well over somewhere between 40 and 60 kids, and it's only its second year of existence. And that's primarily for kids 14 to 21 who may be interested in a career in law enforcement. And then we have the on-base program, which is the Youth Baseball League, and that's another 60 kids or so.
Okay. Oh, cool. You are looking to get the word out how the community can get involved with an open house on the 14th?
The open house is just that. It's Wednesday, June 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. We're going to open up the doors to the entire community, not just Grand Rapids, but our entire West Michigan community, inviting people down to see and listen to what the foundation is all about. And learn more about the police department. They are doing a lot of things to engage the community, welcome people. There's going to be displays, demonstrations, maybe some interactive demos that they might be able to participate in. Just an opportunity to bring folks down and open up the doors and talk and learn more about GRPD.
Yes. Has this, I mean, your community outreach is obviously with the academy and with your on base. You've been on a roll, but why are we upping the ante now?
Well, like Brad mentioned, and Shelley, you know, you've lived in Grand Rapids for a while. It's such a generous philanthropic community. And there's just been so many people that have come forward wanting to be able to help and how can I support programs or sponsor something. And basically, we just really wanted to become more organized. Like Brad mentioned, instead of each individual program kind of doing its own thing, we thought, you know, Brad and some other business and community leaders came forward and said, let's start a foundation, let's organize, and let's see if we can't get these programs to grow and to help get the word out. You know, in addition to these youth reaching programs, we've even increased our volunteer program within the police department. It used to be what we called the senior volunteer program for retired people. They come in and they help out things, you know, writing handicapped parking tickets and things like that. Well, we've now increased that to, I believe it's anyone over the age of 18 if you want to do some volunteer work for the police department. And also there's the foundation and people can come to the open house and find out what are some other ways I can get involved with the department and support the local law enforcement.
And the key here too is today with police work in communities, there seems to be a little bit of a divide and GRPD recognizes that and really wants to, they want to do more to bring us closer together. That's really what this is all about. Starting with the youth, building a foundation, and doing as much as they can to improve relations between the police department and our entire community. That's really what this is all about. And to make the police department more efficient and to serve people better.
Again, Grand Rapids Police Foundation well underway, but looking to expand and looking for community support. The open house June 14th with Officer Dan Adams and Officer Brad Dittmar. Does one need to register for this event, or I trust it's probably a show-up?
No, it's just an open house show-up, no RSVPs. I would love to recognize a few of our partners.
Yes.
We've had a bunch of local businesses that have already jumped in to help us out. Incredible donations of not only money, but time and food. There's going to be food, beverages, things of that nature. Avalon Building Concepts just provided us with a $7,500 check last week. Treadstone Mortgage, Voice Data Systems, VDS, Lighthouse Insurance. We've had some private donations. I have some gear coming in from Luke Glendenning from the Detroit Red Wings that we're looking possibly to auction off and raise more money. A lot of people getting involved. We'd love to see as many people downtown on June 14th as we can.
Great. Yeah, we'd love to see you there, Shelley.
Well, I do have an event that I have to be at 5:30 at the Gardens, but I could be there at 4:05.
Love to see you.
As I start to work on my next career progression.
We'll give you a tour of the training floor.
Will there be a dog in the house?
There will be a canine, bomb robot, all kinds of things.
Bomb robot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'll bring a roving microphone.
Oh, there you go.
That might be kind of fun. Yes. Tell me more about how the community can make your jobs easier, Brad.
Come support this foundation. Come on downtown, learn more about their department and those that serve them. The men and women of the Grand Rapids Police Department are great people. You know, I was thinking about this morning, and it's like an old married couple. The Grand Rapids community and the police department, you know, you kind of, every once in a while, they clash because of there's various incidents that just happen. But
somebody didn't take the trash out again.
They always come back together, and they just continually have to do things to make things work, and they do. So that's kind of a little bit of my viewpoint on that, and we just have to continue to work together as much as we can to make Grand Rapids as great as it can be.
So when the sign says 55 miles per hour, go 55, right?
You got it.
Okay. But you, because you were a runner, 1 in 5 marathon relay participant, you could chase me down.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, did you run on Saturday, or were you there strictly for work? I caught your
there.
Interview of the lieutenant governor. And,
yes. Oh, yes.
And, but I had to run the third leg.
I was there for work, but I made up the next day.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Can't go on.
What's your next race?
Tomorrow, Bear Lake Duathlon. No, tomorrow is... Try Greenville, but I think I'm going to do it. It's too cold to get in the water yet. Right? There's the excuse. Keeping the brain and the body as healthy as we can. All right, Officer Dan Adams, what is your gig? Do you ride a bike?
Oh, well, I am today because it's such a beautiful day. We have festival downtown, so I think when I'm done here, I'm going to go take a little ride through festival.
And come to the Kendall stage at noon.
Okay, what's going on?
I'll be introducing the act.
Oh, fantastic. I'll look for you.
Give you a shout out.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks. Brad, one more time, details for the 14th?
Open house, Grand Rapids Police Foundation, Wednesday, June 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come on down, support the police department, bring kids, all ages. We'd love to see down.
Great. June 14th. Officers, thank you again. Stay safe. Thanks for keeping us safe as well, Officer Dan Adams, Officer Brad Dittmar, on behalf of the Grand Rapids Police Foundation.
Thanks, Shelley.